We know Massachusetts can send a message, but what about Oregon? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So, to review, Republican Scott Brown won a Senate race in Massachusetts with 52% of the vote, and overnight it became a symbol of national outrage. It killed health care reform, got the president to announce a spending freeze, and threw the Democrats into psychoanalysis. There was even a poll showing that if the race for president were held today, Obama and Scott Brown would be tied. The president was so spooked he brought back his old campaign manager. He sat down to negotiate with Republicans again. I guess he's going to try to get them drunk this time. And apparently, he's even written a confession of mistakes for tonight's State of the Union address. He's learned the lesson that an angry electorate is sick and tired of government spending. Except, look at what happened yesterday in Oregon with a different angry electorate. Last year, the Oregon legislature decided to balance its budget by doing the unthinkable. It passed a big increase in the state income tax on corporations and on households making over $250,000 a year. Opponents immediately forced both taxes onto the ballot. Talk radio called it class warfare. The state's largest newspaper said it was a job killer. But yesterday, when the votes were counted, Oregon voters, facing a choice between cutting government services and taxing high earners, said, hell yes, tax them. It wasn't even close. 54% said soak the rich. That's 2% more than the Massachusetts election that changed everything. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.